Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. So if you want that, that's available. TJ joining us today. Straight up, is MSU done? Do you have any faith in what D'Antonio did, or do you just think it's over? We're going to get into the games now. I'm asking the question, who's the dog who wins this weekend out of the divisional games? I mean, Teej, just go with your pick to start, because I like it. I think it's interesting. I think it's bold. We can talk about it. I'll give you mine, and hopefully we get the people involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Well, the biggest underdog game that I like this week is the Colts. I think what you saw them do last week in Houston, even though they only scored 21, I got to tell you, there's something about their defense with no big-name guys. I know Darius Leonard's starting to kind of get that hype a little bit, being an all-pro linebacker. Still a rookie, but just the way they play, man, they seem to suffocate the opposing offenses, and it's just enough to where, you know, their offense can just control the ball, run the ball. Andrew Luck's playing phenomenal. That offensive line, I mean, you look at what they did last week. Luck threw the ball 35 times, no sacks. I think he got hit four times against J.J. Watt, you know, Jadeveon Clowney, a couple other guys. They got premier pass rushers, so I like it. I like everything. I know history tells you in this game that the Chiefs are, and Andy Reid are 0-5 or 0-6 home playoff games, or just playoff games in general. Yes, that streak is going to break eventually, but I think the Colts are – all these teams are hot right now. I think the way they're playing, I think they've got the best chance to go on the road, get it done in Kansas City. I think it's just
– I like them with the points. I do. I agree with you totally on the pick. I think the Colts can move the ball at will.
Yeah.
Which that means the Chiefs are not going to get separation unless Luck goes out and loses his mind. But it's just so hard, because eventually, don't the Chiefs have to win one of these home games? I mean, especially off last year with that 18-point collapse over the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting 5.5. I like it. The one for me, I'm gonna go down with the ship on this. I like the Chargers to go into New England. I hear you're going to hear Sully saying, I have one rule. I do not bet against Bill Belichick. And he's normally right.
Nick Saban.
Okay.
Which I was wrong about
my
the other
point
day.
Is the Chargers 53-man roster is better than the Patriot roster. If you did a draft of the 10 best players in this game, I think as many as 7 of them would be Chargers. And I don't think Tom Brady is better than Phillip Rivers right now. He's not. Gronkowski looks baked. I think the Patriots rely so heavily on the run to insulate Brady. I think the Chargers can take that away. I think the Chargers pass rush, if you can just get Brady to move off his spot, you don't even need to hit him anymore. Now he'll just give himself up. He throws inaccurate passes. I'm probably falling for a trap, but I love the 4.5. But I think the Chargers are going to beat the Pats, because I think the Chargers are the second best team left in the whole tournament.
If they were playing a neutral field, I would agree with you. I think there's just something about Foxborough.
It's fair.
It's just so hard to pick against the Patriots, and they're playing at home. And
when's
so
the last
hard
time the Pats lost at home in the playoffs? 6 years? Was it 2012?
It's been a while.
I get it, but it's like,
yes, and I know they're not the same team that we've seen the past 6 or 7 years. I think there have definitely been signs of Tom Brady maybe going downhill a little bit. Gronkowski definitely looks a little beat up. I think those are big questions. But Bill Belichick, for whatever reason, always seems to have every answer necessary. I've never seen this guy panic, when faced with a little bit of adversity. The other team's doing something well. It seems like they adjust at halftime. Boom. You know, they come out and completely shut it down. I think that's my X factor in this game is just the game planning, the play calling, the adjustments that the Patriots seem to make every single big game to take the other stars out of the game. You know, take Melvin Gordon out of the game, frustrate Phillip Rivers, change coverages on him, disguise what you need to do to make it, you know, just make it different for him, make his reads hard for him. I think the Patriots, although they lack also some big-time playmakers on that defense, but that's what they do well, and that's what they do well at home. And this is playoff game, man. This is their territory with the experience they have, and obviously one of the best coaches to ever do it. So for me, I'm not saying it's impossible for the Chargers. I just think it's the Patriots game.
Sully, give me the dog you like best this weekend to win.
Yeah, give me the Eagles.
Come on.
You know what? Hey.
You don't mean that.
I can't bet against big Nick Foles. Almost said it. Big Nick Foles. I'll give you numbers, though, besides just Nick Foles, who I love. I think in the trenches, the Eagles' offensive line's playing fantastic. Defensive line's playing fantastic. But also, when you look at the Saints, passing defense ranks 29th in the NFL. They've been terrible all season. 29th in the NFL.
Yeah, but part of that is because they're always ahead. Teams get to throw junk yards.
Well, but it's a tale of two halves with the Saints. Weeks 1 through 11, they averaged 38 points per game. Since week 12, they're averaging 22 points per game. That's a big drop-off. Big drop-off from that great Saints offense in the early season.
This isn't the underdog with the points, Mike. I'm asking for people, and I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. When I say to TJ, give me the dog who's going to win this week, he didn't say Colts plus 5.5, they'll cover. He said they're going to win.
Eagles 34-31.
You're taking, wow. Okay, that's.
I think Foles will expose them.
That's very bold.
It's a 9-point dog.
You can't argue the numbers and with how bad the Saints' pass defense has been in every single category. I'm looking at it right now.
David, give me the underdog you think wins this weekend.
While I do like the Chargers, I'm going with my favorite. I'm going with the Colts over the Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chiefs in their history have never beaten the Colts in the playoffs. Also, the Colts are just hot. They're running the ball now. I have to go with Andrew Luck, and I hate him historically, but I have to go with Andrew Luck and the Colts. They are hot right now. I think they've won 8 out of their last 9 games or something like that.
How can you hate Andrew Luck?
I've just never been a fan of Andrew Luck.
That guy has never done anything wrong in his life.
He's gotten so much love before he was in the NFL.
Oh, and he deserved it.
He didn't win anything at Stanford, so...
I mean, the guy is – I love Andrew Luck. I think you watch – yes, he is very corny.
But awesome.
Some of those videos where he's mic'd up, guys hitting him.
Hey, great job.
Hey, nice hit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
he's
guy just, how can you hate that guy,
man? Just spiked him on his head. Good job, buddy.
Nice hit, sizzle. That's my favorite.
Jeez.
You cannot hate Andrew Luck.
Dude. All right. Now, the game nobody took, I do – see, the problem is there's my heart and my head. I'm rooting for Philip Rivers. I think he deserves one. Like, I just think the guy deserves a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is his best shot to do it.
Definitely.
But maybe I could make an even more credible case for Dallas beating the Rams. I mean, A, forget about home field. There is no home field. This is a Dallas home game, basically. So the Rams have no – let's just call it even. It may as well be neutral site.
Yes,
agree?
I agree.
Right. Two, the Rams do not stop the run, which is a huge problem if you're going to play the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue – the Rams, since Cooper Kupp got hurt, since the week they came here, they're not the same team. And I understand, I love McVay, but their reliance on play action and chunk plays off of play action, it's really come back to bite them here because Dallas is going to go a long way in taking away the run. And you don't have to have a great running attack for play action to be effective. If you've got 20 first downs in the course of a game and you play pass on 10 and you run on 10, there's still value in the play-action passing. But for the Rams, they were gouging people. That's where their explosion plays were coming from. And now I don't know that they're going to run it against the Cowboys. And if the Cowboys win the TOP, that means you're on the field less. Do I trust Jared Goff in a limited possession game? Oh, by the way, Goff ranks 29th in QBR when pressured. I could build a case here. Now, I know what TJ's going to say. Dak Prescott sucks. You know what? I can't argue it. But I think Dallas, I love Dallas getting 7. But Dallas to win, I don't mind either. There's something up with the Rams. They just don't look right. And I think I've centered on what the problem is. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think out of the 4 teams that had buys last week, I think the Rams probably will get the most benefit out of it. They hit the last 5 games of their season just stumbling around, right? I mean, they come here, even though, yes, they beat us, I think we kind of gave the formula on how to defend their offense, right? Take away the run, do whatever you got to do in the secondary to take away the deep passes. Next week they go to Chicago, lose 15-6. The week after that they lose to Philly. Yeah, they won their last two against San Fran and Arizona. But I think Sean McVay strikes me as the less stubborn, more innovative kind of guy that's going to take these 2 weeks and really just dive into what they need to do, what they need to do better, not go in with the same, you know what, guys, we're doing the same thing, you just got to execute better. I think that's a lazy way of coaching. He strikes me as a complete opposite. I think he's going to look at how teams have been defending them. I think he's going to make necessary changes, and I think the I think that 2 weeks off is really going
to
help them.
You see what your team did to this city during the playoffs? Look what you did. You killed these people. These people don't even want to talk football. What an embarrassment. Look at what your team did.
Oh, there's still a lot of people at work.
248-539-9797. I want your underdog special of the week. We all have look, I think we can all agree the underdogs are super live this week. There are some divisional rounds in the
past. You can make a case for all four. You really can.
The one I struggle with is the Eagles, and I think Sully's doing it because he's in love with Foles, but so be it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.